Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Oh, that's just the world's best idea. That's all I can tell you. 855-993-7569. Don, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Well, I'm not a good talker, but I've had this question in my mind for a long time, and I think you might be able to offer some insight to me.
Okay. Good enough.
I think we, as a population, understand that medical marijuana is very helpful to many thousands and thousands of people that need it. Normally for physical maladies, to alleviate suffering and such. My question is there any research or ongoing studies or whatever that marijuana is also very important for mental health? And I just say this because it's been my medicine of choice my whole life. I'm 70 some years old, so and I've disdained pills, and because you started talking today about medicines and people going for a pill, this and that, well, it just never has worked for me.
All right, let me ask you specifically, what situations have you used? Now, presumably you're not using medical marijuana. Most medical marijuana, which I didn't know, is not the leaves. It's not the stuff that you roll a joint with. It's the oils. So, but let me just ask you specifically, what have you used marijuana for in your life? What ailments? What situations have you used it?
Well, just to chill out. Just to at the end of the day, it's not like I'm getting up in the morning and smoking or anything. But at the end of the day, when I've had certain stresses or possible problems, I can smoke a joint and feel very relieved, calm. It also opens my mind to other things that I hadn't thought about all day, and I just feel that it is very important for people's mindset that they can calm themselves out. And I also believe that it's also one of the reasons why there is so much demand for marijuana in our society. And it's all, consequently, we're seeing a lot less problems, mental problems, and people acting out because they're able to calm themselves down and deal with their stresses in life.
All right. Well, let me go through some of the things that you said one at a time. First of all, as I mentioned, that medical marijuana, where it's legal, is usually not the same substance that you would roll a joint with. Number one, it's oils.
Excuse me, Dr. Joy. All of these medical marijuana places in California, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, you walk in there and they have the buds right there. You can select the different selections. So it's not all oil, no. And yes, it is some candies that they put it in edibles. But people still use it as it's...
Well, there's no question that people still buy marijuana. And in some states, it has been decriminalized, which isn't the same. All right, so let's differentiate between medical marijuana, which you have to have, essentially a physician's, like any other prescription,
yeah.
As opposed to states in which a certain amount, as long as you're not selling it. I think in New York it's now up to 30 joints is decriminalized. In California, when I was there in the mid to late 80s, it was the joke of the miracle ounce is that it was illegal to buy it, it was illegal to sell it. but it was illegal to grow it, but you could have up to an ounce. And the question is, where did that ounce come from? And the answer is, it was a miracle, because you couldn't grow it, you couldn't buy it, you couldn't sell it, but you could have the ounce. So, but now, so again, there's a differentiation between medical marijuana and just decriminalized marijuana. Number two, I mean, the marijuana has been used in pain clinics for a very long period of time. It's also been used in cancer clinics as a way of reducing anxiety. Now, in terms of is it good for people's mental health? Well, we know, for example, that with students, that kids who are using even small amounts of marijuana have huge memory problems in school. So to the extent that if a kid's been using marijuana and you're trying to figure out how to get them hooked into a high school equivalency program or even a high school diploma, you've got major problems because they just don't remember anything that they were taught at that time. Now, you can argue that high school kids who are using marijuana are probably not the world's best student and some other issues going on, but we do know that it does affect memory, and the same thing that makes you chill out on it, obviously, so it does affect brain chemistry. And so part of it depends on what age and to what circumstance, and you and your generation have certainly made the argument for, 30 or 40 years, that it has less effect on the body than alcohol, and alcohol is certainly used in this country as the kind of de-stress at the end of the hour, the so-called happy hour, the transition between work. And now, I would still argue that nobody thinks that marijuana per se is health food. You know, can it lower people's anxiety? Yes. Can it lower people's social anxiety? Yes. The question is at what cost, and are there other ways of helping people to lower anxiety? So I'm not really advocating nor condemning marijuana one way or the other, except up until recently it was illegal, and in any way suggesting that using an illegal substance was a good idea is kind of outside of my willingness to do so. In many states, it is legal. For me, that people don't smoke as much marijuana as they do tobacco, for example. We know that tobacco is terrible for your lungs. Yes. The tobacco has the same effect to a very large extent that marijuana does, in that it makes people less anxious. Interesting enough, tobacco tends to be an appetite suppressant, and marijuana tends to be an appetite enhancer. But I'm not really arguing with you one way or the other. I think that suggesting that it's good for mental health is, look, I'm a psychologist, so I'm not, I'm not even crazy about giving somebody a Valium when they're feeling anxious.
That's one of my problems is, we watch our media today, and every other commercial is some sort of drug to help you cope with this, that, or the next thing.
Well, and then
it's bad for people to think that they can run and grab a pill that's going to help them get over some little problem when they the same thing.
Well, but why is grabbing a pill a better solution than rolling a joint? Or why is rolling a joint a better solution than grabbing a pill? I'm not sure. See, as a psychologist,
cheaper with no side effects.
Well, that's not true. That there are side effects. Number one, for example, it's an appetite enhancer. In men, it can cause gynecomastia. It can cause enlargement of breast. So saying that there is no such thing as a drug without side effects. So I'm not arguing that it's a good idea or a bad idea, and I certainly, the United States is one of the few countries that allows direct solicitation from drug companies to the population, and I think it's a mistake, as you do. I think, but my point is, as a psychologist, is I'm not sure that I'm any happier saying, toke a joint than I am pop a pill. That I'm saying you got to deal with your problems, and you don't deal with them biochemically, you deal with them behaviorally, and there's some issues that where some kind of biochemical addition may make things easier, but I'm not any crazier about people popping a Valium than I am smoking a joint or vice versa. If we need to talk about this more, stay on the line. If not, listen, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying I think treating marijuana as a mental health enhancer is not necessarily the way to go. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. This is not necessarily in direct response to Don's question about marijuana. And we assume that it was not Don's drone that crashed outside of Mexico. We're not assuming that at all. But we had put up on Facebook, I don't even know why we put it up. Do you remember what we put it up in response to?
I think it No.
It wasn't the woman going down the chimney, I don't think, was it?
You know, it might have been. It might have been.
That one does sort of stick with one.
Or maybe that was the stupidest thing you've ever done. I'm not sure why we posted that one.
I'm not sure either.
A little over a week ago when we posted it. But.
All right. At any rate, so let's hear what people said. Nuttiest thing.
Well, we only got a couple of these, but some of these are really crazy. Chris says, a guy jumped off a bridge and landed beside my truck. Now, that one is very...
ooh. I assume he wasn't okay?
I don't...
She doesn't tell us, does she?
No. Someone asked, did he live? And Chris's response was, nope, it was the largest suicide... It was the largest suicide bridge in Toronto. They had they have just put up wires up to stop it, but no, he did not survive. Wow.
There are a number of places. The Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco was actually the number one site for suicide for years.
Yeah.
And they finally put up in the I think the late 80s, they put up a wire, and it dropped down significantly. There's still, I mean, I guess if you're dedicated enough that you can sort of climb the, but it really significantly decreased the number of suicides, which is kind of, you know, you'd think, well, gee, you know, I remember when they, during the gas crisis, 10 or 15 years ago, they lowered the speed limit. And being the little speed demon that I am, I thought, well, gee, this is stupid. But the number of traffic fatalities went down by like 20%. It's one of those things that every once in a while it's the right thing for the wrong reason.
And a lot of times it just takes a slight adjustment or a, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it was huge. Especially for me, who's a little lead-footed, I thought, it went down by a lot. There you go.
Let's go to Ella. Ella says, my daughter went to visit the Grand Canyon with two friends. One climbed out on a ledge that had no safety rail. My daughter climbed out after her. The other friend took a picture. It's absolutely the most amazing picture I've ever seen of her, but really, I'm
They're
glad...
They're lunatics!
She said, but really, I'm glad I didn't know about it until after she came home. Wow.
I mean, I'll tell you one of the nuttiest things I did, but it wasn't really dangerous. It seemed much more dangerous than it was. I used to work at a building just out of Times Square in New York, and it was on the 20th. It was on the top floor. And for Thanksgiving every year, they had our food guy do how to do your turkey, and I did, and I would do the morning on Thanksgiving morning with him of how to deal with your turkey relatives. And then the Macy's parade would come by, and I would go out and do some of the color commentary. And what I would do is go out and sit on the parapet, which is 23 stories up. And I mean, I'm not stupid. I'm not suicidal. But it drove people nuts. They were really not happy with me doing that. And I didn't. I mean, I'm not. As I said, I'm not into adrenaline rushes. I don't do bungee jumping. I tend to be a little lead-footed when I drive, admittedly, but that's a different issue. But I would be sitting out on, you know, with no tether or anything on this ledge. But the ledge, I wasn't standing on it. I was sitting on it. And I made sure that I wasn't standing, you know, when I got up on it, that I wasn't, you know, unbalanced. I was careful. And I would have a little step, either a step ladder or a chair or something, so I could sit on and put my butt on it and then just swing my legs around. But it would drive people nuts. I'm not afraid of heights. I don't like when I can see down beneath my feet, you know, like on a catwalk or things like that. That bothers me a lot. But I'm not afraid of heights. So, but people were not amused with me particularly doing that.
We have one person wanted to remain anonymous.
could hardly wait.
And they say an anonymous New Yorker returned my father's lost checkbook stuffed with $1,000 in large bills via U.S. mail.
So the $1,000 was there initially? It was your father's, presumably.
It said an anonymous New Yorker returned my father's lost checkbook stuffed with $1,000 in large bills via U.S. mail. So his father lost his checkbook. Somebody found it. stuffed in $1,000.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's that doesn't make any sense. I think what happened is he had $1,000 because I would do that when I would cash a check, and I'd have my checkbook and I would put the money inside the checkbook.
Okay.
So because otherwise it really doesn't make any sense. I mean, I think what they are surprised about is that,
the fact that nobody took the $1,000.
Nobody took the money.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, when PCs were brand new and cell phones were brand new, I found there was a period of time where I must have found five within about 6 months, and they often had either information. Some of them had labels on them that said, you know, if lost, return to. And some of them, I just sort of went, you know, I opened them up and sort of tried to figure out. Sometimes if you go to the settings, they will give the person's name, and I returned all of them. Well, that's not true. One of them I didn't return. I returned it to the theater people, and someone said that's really stupid because they're going to keep it. What I should have said was, I found something. If someone calls, call me, and I'll return it to them. But I clearly am not sneaky enough about these kinds of things. I also did that with a very expensive camera once. I've turned it into somebody as opposed to saying if somebody lost it, have them call me. But a couple of the people were really hostile. Like, I wasn't asking for any reward. I just was returning it. And a couple of the people were really downright nasty, like I was somehow, I don't know what they were thinking, but all I was doing was returning it. Hmm. It was a bizarre kind of thing. It makes you believe that, you know, no good deed goes unpunished kind of thing. It was really stupid.
Hmm. All right. One more to go here, and it's probably the most disturbing one. Annabella says, a man going number two on the sidewalk in broad daylight. No joke.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, presumably it was somebody who was either somewhat deranged or, I don't know, yeah. You know, in Europe, it's not unusual to see, especially men, but not number two, number one. Although I actually have a friend. I can't believe all these stories. I at one point lived in a beach community. It was in Massachusetts. It was Hull. And during the summer, there's 80,000 people there. And during the winters, I talked about earlier this week, there, I think, you know, 8,000 or something max. And one of the guys was coming home from a party. And he just decided that he wasn't going to make it home before he needed to relieve his bladder. And he got arrested for public indecency. You know,
wow.
I could kind of see the point, but it did seem to me a bit of an overreaction. But when in doubt, find a bathroom, folks.
Please.
You know, just so you don't, if nothing else, you don't have to write to me about it. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what it is, 855-99-37569. All right, we just got another email. We try, as I said, the first priority is phone calls, second is emails. Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. We got an email just about 10 minutes ago, actually.
Whoa, hot off the presses.
Exactly.
There we go.
From Sheila in Pennsylvania. She says, please help Dr. Joy. My 40-year-old daughter, I believe.
No, I think it's not please help Dr. Joy. I think it's please help, comma, Dr. Joy.
Right, yeah.
Okay, right. Or it could be. I don't know.
She says, my 40-year-old daughter, I believe, is narcissist. And possibly has possible other issues. She has for years caused problems with family and friends. She will cut someone off if they disagree with her. I realize now this has been going on for most of her life. I parented her, through my own guilt and tried to appease her throughout the years. She is now ranting against her college daughter for, again, no reason at all other than my granddaughter did not have time to spend with her recently due to first day of classes and other commitments. She also has a 12-year-old who was recently asked to go to counseling, and my daughter said she will not allow it because she doesn't want her tagged with any with some societal issue which will be negative. I can no longer deal with her. I'm always the one apologizing and, again, appeasing to her. I'm in counseling myself now, but I feel okay with my decision. Unless she gets help, I no longer want to be in her life. Do you have any recommendations for me to help her children? Her husband, by the way, is like me, trying to appease her and keep peace in the home. Thank you.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning. It sounds to me that you feel, and with some justification, that you really taught your daughter this kind of behavior. Whether she's a narcissist or not, if she has temper tantrums and you give into the temper tantrums, that you really, you know, it's the story, it's one of my favorite sort of examples of, which is apparently true, of Kissinger and Nixon in the Oval Office. And Kissinger, I think, was in the news last week because I think he broke his shoulder or something. He was going to give a speech. He's like in his, what did we decide, late 80s or something. Anyway, They were in the Oval Office, and Nixon had an Irish setter. And I grew up with Irish setters, so they're lovely dogs. Not the smartest dog in the kennel. I mean, they're really not. But the dog came in and was scratching the carpet, and Nixon said, cut it out. And dog kept scratching, and Nixon said, stop. It was King Timahoe was the dog's name. The dog keeps scratching, and Nixon opens the bottom drawer to the Oval Office and the desk, excuse me, and throws the dog a bone. And Kissinger says, congratulations, you've just taught him to scratch three times, and you'll toss him a bone. And you, my dear, unfortunately, have taught your daughter that if she makes enough noise that you'll respond to her, that you'll give in. So you can certainly start today by doing that. You don't have to yell back at her. You can just ignore her. You don't have to, because she makes a fuss doesn't mean that you have to capitulate, number one. In terms of her husband, be careful about that. That's their problem. That has nothing to do with you. Be careful about sort of intervening with, especially the college student, that they're going to have to work that out. And you sort of going to bat for a college student. I mean, she's grown up human being. She can make her own decisions. And saying, well, she was so busy with classes. Presumably, I mean, you're really allowing your granddaughter to demonstrate the same behavior toward her mother that her mother demonstrates toward you. When you call it narcissistic behavior, when your daughter does it, when your granddaughter does it, you call your daughter the narcissist. So, and it's the same behavior. So be careful about that. In terms of the 12-year-old wanting counseling, that first of all, that as long as it's not done through the school system, that no one will know or particularly care unless a 12-year-old decides to share with her friends, which she may or may not do. But and one of the things that you can presumably do about that is just offer your daughter that you'll pay for it. That neither of you would have access to the information necessarily because, you know, it's a tricky thing when you have an adolescent in therapy. And as a therapist, I can tell you, because therapy is not inexpensive. And if you're not careful, from the therapist's point of view, it becomes a great way to rip mom or dad off because it's expensive. And to a certain extent, if the client, if the adolescent doesn't trust the therapist, therapy is a waste of time and money. So the therapist's responsibility is to deal with the client, not the client's parents. So, and that would include grandparents as well. I don't know what the 12-year-old wants to be in therapy about, but you can certainly, as I said, offer to pay for it, and that may allow, and if it's done privately, then no one would have, it wouldn't become part of her record one way or the other. But I think part of it is that you're going to have to decide to not treat your daughter so much as the enemy. It's hard to divorce our parents. It's hard to divorce our kids because they do, especially when we try to divorce our parents, they do this really irritating thing called dying sometimes, and then we're left with all that guilt. But you may just want to try a different way of relating to your daughter. stupid and cheerful may work very well. But if you're the one that taught her to scratch three times and you'll toss her a bone, then you can explain to her that you take responsibility for that, but you're changing your behavior. And it's not because you don't love her. It's because you do love her and would like to have a better relationship with her going forward. I'd leave out the idea that, you know, your son and your daughter, don't sort of wrap yourself in the flag at this moment and well, everybody else thinks. Just speak from your own experience and your own heart and your own feelings about it. But you can treat your daughter differently and see if that doesn't work better for both of you. In terms of narcissism, you know, I think it's kind of an overused term. It's this year's, hypoglycemia or something. It's or gluten allergies. It's this year's sort of catchphrase, which is being grievously overused. But I mean, you really can't deal with a narcissist just by sort of not succumbing. And it sounds like she's more manipulative and somewhat of a bully than she is a narcissist. But you can sort of understand that if you've helped create this situation, you can do the opposite to uncreate it. I guess I would leave you with one final thought about this, which is my favorite Jules Pfeiffer cartoon, who said, my mother made me passive. I've made my daughter assertive. My mother made me polite. I've made my daughter sure of herself. My mother made me frightened. I've made my daughter confident. Today my job is done. She's 21. She's just like my mother. So understand that there is that generational skip. But deciding that your daughter is the enemy is not very profitable for you, for your granddaughters, or for yourself. So just decide that you're going to try a different way of dealing with her and see if it works better for you and for her. But divorcing her is probably going to make, I mean, first of all, it's a nearly impossible thing to do. You can certainly minimize the interaction and perhaps be a little more aware and not necessarily control the interaction, but change your behavior a little bit, which means the interaction will change. But I think it's that we try to divorce important people in our life at our peril. It just doesn't usually work very well. Alrighty, 855-99-DR-JOY. As I said, you know, I do, emails are certainly preferable to not emailing. But if you call me, then I can help you, you know, a little more effectively because I can get a little more information. And, for example, we could do a little role-playing and you could tell me the latest thing that your daughter did that made you unhappy. And it just gives me a little more information. And I know, because when you send me emails, I suggest that they not go on for page after page after page after page because, man, it just gets exhausted. It feels, oh, my gosh, this one goes on for so long. It's of biblical proportions. So. Alrighty, 855-99-DR-JOY. What have I got, about a minute and a half here?
Yep.
Oh, there we go. Let's see. This was kind of a stupid article, but I've got a minute and a half, so stupid is probably just exactly what I have time for.
A fitting amount of time, right?
Yeah, exactly. There you go. It turns out that somebody came up with this brilliant idea, which, of course, is not brilliant at all, that the two greatest motivators for learning are pain and gain, right? Which is sometimes called, you can tell what a modern idea this is, the carrot and the stick, right?
Right.
Or approach avoidance. It's all the same thing. The idea is that you can bribe somebody, and that's just helping them understand why it's in their best interest to do exactly what you want them to do. So, I mean, that's... I have always been a great fan of bribery. I think it's part of the reason why we go to work sometimes where we really don't want to, that we'll put up with some nonsense from people that we might not ordinarily, is that there's some benefit, there's some gain to us, and sometimes it's secondary, sometimes it's primary. The pain, basically, is that by doing what we're doing, for example, Sheila's email, that it's just so uncomfortable to continue it that we need to do something different. 855 or differently, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy.
What
good as a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. Lindsay, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Lindsay. What's on your mind, madam?
Good. So I have a daughter who's 5, and I'm a little bit concerned about just her mood and not her general overall well-being, but mostly her mood.
Give me an example.
So she's, I would say that she's a very sensitive girl. And by sensitive, I just mean that, you know, if there's something that goes wrong, that bothers her for quite some time. And she's always been, even from a baby, I know that might sound strange, but even from a baby, she's always been sort of somber. And, you know, it takes a lot for her to laugh, and she's not a very rambunctious girl. Like, most kids are very, you know, active and bouncing around and excited about everything. And she's not really like that. She's sort of just even Steven, and, you know, she gets excited about things, but it's not like an overexcited kind of thing.
How many kids do you have?
I have two.
And which is she?
She's the oldest of two, and I have a son who's a year younger than her.
Okay, is he more bouncy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What specifically is the question?
So I guess specifically, is there any tools that I can use to sort of retrain her thought process, like when she gets down on herself?
Give me an example.
Give me an example. For instance, she had a class pet that we were able to bring home with us over the weekend. And instead of focusing on, like, now we had to bring the class pet back. And so all this week she has missed this pet so much. So I've tried to say to her, you know, isn't it wonderful the things that we got to do with the pet, and, you know, try to focus more on the good things about that we had the pet. And
that's not going to work.
Okay.
And because what you've already discovered is that you and your son have much more personality types. She may be like her dad. I don't know anything about her dad, but if I had to guess, I would guess that the two of them are much more like that. But trying to convince her to be peppy will just make her more somber, because it's giving her face time for a behavior that you're really trying not to reinforce. So
okay.
if that's really what you're trying to do, say, why don't you tell me something that was fun? You could say, well, next time would you rather not bring him home? And
mm-hmm.
she's probably going to say no and say, okay, well, why not? Or if she says yes, let her think it through.
Okay.
Don't try to convince her to see the world from your point of view. It may have been, it's a little hard to know with a one-year-old, because that's basically how old she was when her brother came along. But all of a sudden, she went from being the princess to being one of two.
Right.
And so, and because she has kind of an exuberant, bouncy brother, she's probably smart enough to figure out, I can't be as bouncy and exuberant and babyish as he is, so I'll be a different kind of personality. And she may be actually a little more gregarious around other people than she is around you, because for you, she knows that's a way of getting some face time. If she seems to be happy with something, you're just going to let her go. If she seems to be upset about something, you're going to deal with her, or down about something, you're going to try to convince her to pep up. So she's already figured that out. So stop
right.
doing that.
Okay.
I mean, she's
my
okay.
concern too. Yeah.
Go ahead.
The teacher, she's in kindergarten, and her teacher actually had mentioned something to me about her mood as well, saying that she just sort of seems really down at times.
And well, there really is such a thing, believe it or not. We don't like to think of it very much. There is really such a thing as childhood depression. And it may be worthwhile if you see it. And you can just ask her about it, saying, tell me how you feel today, and then be willing to listen. And if she
yeah.
says, well, you know, I just feel like things aren't much fun, and then maybe finding a therapist, and maybe the two of you going to see a therapist together. I'm not crazy about five-year-olds in therapy, but
yeah.
it may be that part of it is that she's really learned this lesson very quickly, that
okay.
the way to get attention is to be moody, to be kind of dour, because then everybody will say, well, gee, how come you're not happy? And, I mean, she may have just figured out a turf that works for her, but I think your point is well taken, that you really don't want this to become so ingrained that it becomes a personality structure.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. So try for the next week of just saying to her, hey, listen, try this experiment. Go to her and say, I'm kind of having a down day. Can you cheer me up? See what happens.
Okay.
All right, and see what happens about that, and then
right.
we can talk about that if we need to. But let's hold off on the notion of therapy. Right now, she's learned a very effective technique, which is the sadder I am, the more attention I get.
Right, okay.
All right, so let's try it. Try something else and call me back.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Billy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, Dr. Joy Brown, calling you from Bradenton, Florida, listening to you on Pier 1490. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. I bet you're having great weather.
Yeah, it's 77 degrees today.
Sure, just rub it in to everybody in the frozen north. Don't worry about that.
I hope that you devote a whole hour to a future show to PTSD. I'm 100% permanent total disabled veteran with PTSD, and my question for you is, do you think that the Veterans Administration, because I asked Robert McDonald, the VA secretary, on October the 2nd when he was here in Orlando, I asked him, I said, why are disabled veterans that suffer, that are military sexual trauma, why are they labeled mental? I said, the sexual traumatized victims of Penn State and the Catholic Church, they're not labeled mental. They have a fat paycheck and national media attention when they want that. And I wanted to hear your thoughts about that.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what the question is.
There's a couple avenues to the question. I mean, first, when I was discharged, they gave me a personality disorder, which was a wrong misdiagnosis. It should have been PTSD. So right now, I'm fighting for retroactive pay through the United States Court of Veterans.
Okay.
The United States Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims.
When were you discharged? How long ago?
I was discharged January 1990, and the incident took place November of 1989, and it's in my military file.
I'll tell you what, Bill. What we're going to have to do, I think, is we're just about to run out of time. And what I'd really like you to do is, are you available tomorrow? Because what I'd like to do is, well, either we can call you or you can call us. We'll start the program off with you. And what I'd really like you to do is do a couple things for me. First of all, let's start with the incident. Let's start with what your discharge papers say. Talk about the problem is PTSD is really viewed as a psychological trauma. So the idea I think that's not really your issue at this moment. It sounds to
me. Well, there's another avenue because, you know, American Sniper, that's what this movie's about is PTSD, but there is another side of PTSD that the public doesn't know about.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's see if you can do that, because this is, you know, obviously not a simple subject, and it has a fairly long history with you. And so if you're willing to, we'll start you up. We'll start off tomorrow's program with you right at noon. And we'll start with the incident, the discharge, and what it is that I can help you with, and whatever it is that we need to do. All right? Can we do that tomorrow?
Sounds great. I'll be ready. My teeth will be brushed, and I'll drink my coffee.
Yeah, just make sure your hair is combed. I don't know about that cowlick. All right?
All right.
So I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.